This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9, and joining us all the way from the United Kingdom is comedian Simon Amstel, who's nearly on his way here for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Simon, how's it going?
Very well. How are you?
Oh, very good. Look, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat to us in this little transcontinental radio phone chat.
Well, sir, thank you for having me.
Oh, an absolute pleasure. Now, I mean, the reason why we've got you on your phone is because you're not here yet, but just around the corner, you are bringing your show, What Is This?, to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, to the Arts Centre, kicking off from Tuesday, the 9th of April. You must be pumped to be heading back to Australia and doing the comedy festival?
Yeah, it's been 7 years, and I really liked it last time, so I'm hoping I'll like it again.
What's taken you so long to get back to Australian shores?
It's very busy, Dean. You know, there's been a lot going on. Made some films, toured around the UK and America a bit. So, and Australia is quite far away.
Oh, I keep forgetting that. I think every time we have international guests, I keep forgetting what a distance it is for everyone to come. I guess we're just always happy to go overseas and go to other places sometimes.
No, well, I'm thrilled to be coming back to Melbourne. I really liked it last time. I think it may have had the best food I've ever eaten.
Well, we have great food and we have great coffee, and you're going to have a great time. You've got a couple of weeks when you're here in Melbourne as a part of the Comedy Festival to get to experience it. Now, you have been touring around, but I mean, it's 7 years. It's going to be great to actually come back to Melbourne and actually have audiences get the opportunity to see you live instead of on TV or YouTube clips, which we always have to watch.
Sure. And I'll be doing an hour of very funny stand-up.
Well, this
tried and tested. It's been reviewed.
Yes, I was about to say, What Is This? Has been reviewed. It's been seen. You've done the work there, so you get to come here. But it's always got to be an interesting rhythm. You can't just rely on having, you know, the cute accent when you come to Australia. We want the laughs as well.
Oh no. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Well, I think it will be funny as well. But I appreciate the.
Well, I have.
Yeah. Now you're making me think I could rely on the cute accent.
Well, you could. I mean, when I lived in the UK, it was easy to just keep the Australian accent going, and I think the same thing kind of works in reverse. But What Is This? It's a deeply personal new show exploring beauty, intimacy, freedom, sex, and love. Now, you've already obviously toured it around, so it's tried and tested. But for a comedy show, I mean, I know you have a brilliant style, a very great, unique style, but that's a different bio to read for a comedy show when you're looking at things.
Yeah, I guess I don't start to think about what will be funny. I think about what's confusing me or scaring me or making me feel sad and troubled. So it ends up being very personal. And also, it turns out each time the most revealing things seem to be the most funny. So if I talk about what's going on with my boyfriend, or if I talk about, you know, what problems I'm having with intimacy or sex, then those are the biggest laughs, because I'm a core. I'm happy to reveal everything on stage. And it ends up leading to a lot of connection. People in the audience feel less alone, I think, because you said something out loud that you feel deeply ashamed of. And so there's less shame suddenly in the room. People feel less worried about their own inner monologue. And, yeah, I get a lot out of it. I feel freer once I've done a show, and I feel like the audience have a bit of that kind of lightness as well.
Well, how does your boyfriend feel? I mean, I have a lot of friends who are comedians, so I guess it's par for the course when you're with an artist and they use their life as a part of the story. If you're dating them, that's the way the cookie crumbles. But, you know, talking about sex, talking about love, and even in a funny and fabulous way, was it weird for him seeing the show for the first time?
Well, he's really into it, but as long as it's true. And
that's golden.
The only thing that he worries about ever is if I've said something that isn't quite right. And so he'll say, actually, what happened was this.
Oh, so he's about the authenticity.
Yes. And because, you know, we love each other. And so I'm not on stage going, this guy is a terrible bastard. I'm talking about how much I love him and how much I want to be in this relationship. And yet there are, you know, It's the first relationship I've been in that has had this level of intimacy and has lasted this long, and it was difficult for me at first to just accept the idea that somebody was loving me without me having to do anything in particular. the show is really about how we try to make ourselves appear very special and get a lot of love from strangers as comedians so that we can avoid intimacy. I think it's a way of avoiding actual love. And what's happened in this relationship is I've got some actual love, and it's been scary at times. I felt like, oh, I don't know, this isn't familiar to me. It was about getting over that fear of something real happening in your life. And it's funny. I should say it's funny.
Oh, it's funny. I mean, of course it's funny, but that's exciting more than anything else. Like, more than funny, that to me, that just sounds really exciting and bold. What was it like for you the first time you did this show? What was the first time you did What Is This, when you're revealing yourself in this way in your stand-up?
Well, it happens in increments. So I'll, for the first year maybe, be going on stage and just doing little bits and seeing what gets the reaction. And so I guess ultimately it was all very healing, and I was saying things I felt like I couldn't say to anyone, and then I said them, and then each time that I say something that I think I can't say to anyone, a strange thing happens that I realized that it was insane to think I couldn't say out loud. But of course I feel like this, but everyone feels like this.
Everyone does,
and yeah. Also, if you're able to tell the truth about your relationship in public, I feel like the relationship becomes more authentic as well. It means there are no secrets. If you're able to tell people about what's going on for you, like, I suppose if you're not a comedian, then that would be just telling your friends what's going on.
I guess that's what everyone just does on social media 9 out of 10 times. It must be great, right, to create this kind of a show, you know, as a comedian, because the reality is everyone expects comedians to be laugh, 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 clown, clown, clown. And I love the fact that stand-up comedy is what you do. You know, you make people laugh, you entertain them, you use it using your voice, using who you are and your experiences as a way to do it. But when you can reveal other layers to that, I think it brings a whole new level of something to the audience where they can laugh and feel at the same time. There's something really strong about that.
Yeah, I tend to get, occasionally I think I'm going to get a laugh, and I get a sort of noise that's like, oh, you poor thing. I think, oh, I think that's okay, but maybe I should restructure that joke so that people aren't so concerned.
Oh, but maybe it's that thing as well where it takes the audience a little bit of time to realise that they've been that way too. You know, you've just got to dive into it. But I guess that's the nature of comedy, isn't it? Sometimes it lands, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, but it's going to be hit.
And you've just directed your first feature-length comedy film, Carnage, Swallowing the Past, which has Martin Freeman, Joanna Lumley, Lindsay Duncan. What was that like? You know, being up on stage is one thing and doing your stand-up is one thing, but flipping things around and directing other people and working in that process.
I really liked it. I really liked not having to be on camera. I ended up doing the voiceover, but yeah, it was really lovely working with all these actors, and I think it really suits me. Directing, because I like being in charge, and if you're the director, then it's assumed that you know what you're doing. It's wonderful. You create the whole thing, and since that film, I've made another film called Benjamin, which is more of a love story, and I've just been promoting that in the UK. That's in cinemas now in the UK. Hopefully, it will come to Australia at some point.
I'm sure it will be hitting our shores. I mean, as will you. So it's been 7 years since you're coming to Melbourne. Your comedy festival show, What Is This, hits the Arts Centre from Tuesday the 9th to the 21st of April. You're back for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which is absolutely awesome. Is there anything else you're excited about experience besides more comedy and other people's comedy while you're here in Australia? Are you going to go and see koalas, or did you do all that last time?
Yeah, I did a bit of that last time. There was a train that I got on. That was an exciting train.
Was it called Puffing Billy? Was it like one of those yellow trains? Yep, okay. Just not,
that
it's
was
not
the one
you just I catching public transport and saying that was an exciting thing to do in Australia.
What else? What do you think I should do?
Oh, I think we're going to have to... Oh, what else could you do? There's a lot. But I guess when the comedy festival's on, all you really probably end up doing is hanging out with comedians.
Yeah. But they're very funny, these comedians. And depressive. So I really fit in.
Oh, well, there you go. Exactly. It's one of the things I love about the comedy festival is everyone laughs for their 1 hour on stage, and then there's a whole different level when you hang out with all the comedians afterwards, and it all just gets a little bit real. But I guess that's what I really enjoy. Yeah. And that's actually what really excites me about your show. What Is This is the fact that, you know, you're revealing these layers of yourself, the awkwardness of love, bits of sex, this first experience for the first time, and making it fun and funny for us all to experience that with you, which I think is really exciting.
I think it's exciting too. Thank you. I'm now excited about it. I have exposed it to you. I hadn't really thought about it. But hearing what you said, it sounds like it's going to be a great show.
Well, look, I'm glad that I could inspire you, which is clearly what I'm here for.
I'm going to come to this show. How much is the ticket? Sounds really good.
Well, look, I can't wait to come and see it. And everybody, where you can get your tickets is at the Comedy Festival. Just go to comedyfestival.com.au to grab yourself for the tickets. You can see Simon Amstel, What Is This, at Arts Centre Melbourne at the Fairfax Studio from Tuesday the 9th of April till Sunday the 21st. Tuesday to Saturday shows are at 7 p.m. and Sunday are at 6 p.m. Go along, grab your tickets, get them now, and go and see this fantastic show. Simon, thank you for getting up early in the UK and taking this call from me. Very much appreciated.
I appreciate you having me. I'm feeling this radio station is called Joy something, right?
Joy 94.9. We're Australia's only LGBTI radio station.
Well, there must be more.
Well, there might
be more.
Maybe I've gotten that wrong. We're Australia's first LGBTI radio station. We're actually celebrating 25 years. So this is something you need to do when you're here, is to pop in and come and say hi to us at Joy. We're right in the city. So you should pop in and say howdy and have a look around, because it's filled with people in the community. We're an LGBTI radio station and we love it.
Great. All right. Thank you very much.
A pleasure. So thank you for joining us. Get along to see Simon Amstel, What Is This, in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival this April. You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.